Hey, yo, check this out. It's DJ Khaled. There's shows, and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Well, if the people want a little drama with the Cowboys, that's what the people got today. Not Jerry Jones this time. It was Stephen Jones taking a little sneak this at my man Dak Prescott. Let's take a look at what he said. He said, quote, to have a guy like Andy Dalton come in here, not unlike what Philly had with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz went down, to be able to take control and win games, win huge games for you if that's what you need, is really important. But this is the good part. And certainly, when you've been doing it the way we've been doing it with a young guy, you're hanging out there. You never know what you're going to get. Jalen Rose, I never know what I'm going to get from you as a co-host, but I'm not going to say that to the media. You know what I mean? Like, am I reading too much into this by saying, like, never know what you're going to get about Dak? Like, that's disrespectful in my mind.
Let me tell you why Stephen Jones, all of the people in the multimedia that are trying to overreact to them signing Andy Dalton should take this Dak Prescott frame of reference. When is the last piece of footage you saw Dak Prescott? He was living his best life. He was partying during the coronavirus. He was throwing routes, okay, on a football field. He ain't tripping on them signing Andy Dalton. Don't get it twisted. Andy Dalton, capable NFL quarterback. But he's not Dak Prescott. And so, if you think you're going to go into a season and win a Super Bowl with him, good luck with that. Dak is in control ultimately because he can sign his franchise tag. And you know what else, Jacoby? Dak never gets injured. So he's going to be on the field. And so get the bread from $2 or $3 million to almost $30 million. If you got to do it for 1 or 2 years, go ahead and do it. And then play that game, Dallas Cowboys. I'll bounce after that. You can have Andy Dalton 2 years later. Good luck.
Well, it's a very exciting season already in the NFL with all of the movement, especially Tom Brady and what's going to happen with Dak. There's so much to discuss, but there's still a little bit of doubt in terms of when the season will open and what exactly it will look like. Well, this I find absolutely ridiculous. This is a sort of the Dolphins' plan for having fans in the stadium, if that's the case. Just check this out. Only 15,000. Entrances altered so fans can stand 6 feet apart while waiting in line. Fans pre-book arrival time and enter by row. Mobile ordering system for concessions that notify you when your food is ready for pickup. Jalen, that is just, that crazy talk. Like, that just doesn't even make sense to me. What do you think about that proposed scenario?
I am not, you know, as skeptical about it as you are, Jacoby. I'm actually happy to see one NFL team acknowledged for the public how they would outline sports, especially in the NFL, with fans. I'm already anticipating that an announcement is going to happen that the NBA is going to say that we're not going to have fans when we return to play. And so for the NFL, they hope to have a regular schedule. It's going to get pushed back likely. If it does, I'm not mad at the proposal. I'm just mad at the fact that I'm going to have to watch Tua standing on the sideline for another 12. <Yeah. laughs>
I knew this was going to come back to Tua. And also, you know what I do like about this, though, to go the other way? I love the mobile ordering thing. Like, why don't we do that anyway? Why do I have to wait in this line? But the real reason why this does bother me is you're just asking so much of the public. You're asking so much of people to stay 6 feet apart from each other, to not high-five each other after a touchdown. And it's just like, look, we're either – for me, with fans in stadiums like that, it's either all the way in or all the way out. Let's stay all the way safe. Or let's just open up the doors, because this halfway step thing does not sound very feasible to me.
I really disagree with you, because the heightened level of coverage that the coronavirus has garnered, the number of deaths, the number of people and families that have been affected, Jacoby, we are changed for the foreseeable future. People will be walking away from one another like we can and are probably contaminated. So I don't care if you're at a supermarket. I've stood halfway down the block, almost a half a mile, to try to get in the supermarket. So people are going to be used to behaving like that. And if it gives them a chance to get some football in their lives, I believe people will be willing to do it.
I can't imagine the next time I give you a pound and a hug. Like, I can't even imagine that. It might be like 2025 the next time I give you a pound. Moving on, this is a really interesting quote, and this is from Klay Thompson in regards to the Warriors and their dynasty. He said, quote, "It just kills me inside when I see these other teams, so many talking heads, and some of my peers saying that the dynasty is over. They had a great run." Now, Jalen, I could look at this two different ways. I could look at this one way saying, look, we won more regular season games than any other team with Steph, Klay, and Draymond, and we're returning with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Or you could look at it like, Klay, you had the worst record in the NBA last year. That's the end of a dynasty. When you have the worst record, the dynasty's over. How do you read it?
Jacoby, look up. That plane just flew over your head. What that is, a KD subliminal. Everybody's saying that their dynasty is over because they lost Durant. The Splash Brothers are still there. Draymond Green played portions of this season. They're a lottery squad. They're about to pick up somebody, continue to improve last year by adding Wiggins, and they're going to be back in the hunt along with the Lakers and the Clippers amongst the best teams in the conference.
I would say, if I would predict, if they finish the 82 games, I doubt they will, but I would predict that this would be probably the biggest single season turnaround in terms of final record after the regular season in the history of the NBA. I would say it very well might be in the history of the NBA. And if you want me to actually do the research and find out who the real one is right now, I'm not doing that. That sounds like work. Moving on, Jalen Rose. It is the middle of the Last Dance. So, of course, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan. The latest is this story, which I absolutely love, is at the height of his fame, which we've been seeing in The Last Dance, in order just to go to the grocery store, something that we all do right now under strange conditions, Michael Jordan did them under even stranger. He had to call the grocery store 15 minutes before they close and then go in after they close just to go grocery shopping, which got me thinking, what do you think Michael Jordan shops for when he goes to the store? Does he cook?
And clearly, you see, I ain't got it like that. Because I'll be doing that if I could, I guess. People that go to the market, I've noticed, in particular athletes, because we're discussing Michael Jordan, are ones that cook for themselves. So I believe catching MJ in the market means he want to get his meats and fishes and seafoods fresh. So I would not be surprised the black cat is in the kitchen cooking it up like a chef.
Well, he's definitely smoking cigars, I'll tell you that much. When we come back, my alleged beef with Mike Tyson continues. There's an update. Stay tuned for that. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every single day, we have had an update on Mike Tyson, and this one may be one of the biggest. He is being offered multiple millions of dollars, upwards to $20 million, to fight in a bare-knuckle fighting championship. Will we ever see bare-knuckle Mike Tyson fight? I don't care if he's 53. I would pay $1 million for that.
Wow, you just uncovered like a new market that I guess underestimated existed. I remember how the UFC was able to kick off with people doing mixed martial arts in their backyard, and rest in peace, Kimbo Slice, and doing street fights and making it an art. And our guy, Masvidal, If he fight Conor McGregor, we're going to have to go see that. But with that being said, $20 million?
I know. But the thing is if you put Mike Tyson in this, there is going to be so many people buying it. And this is extremely concerning for me in particular because of what Mike Tyson said about me, Nestor. Run it again.
But also, Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right. So I'll be the little guy.
Tip and Mike. Tip and Tyson.
Tip and Tyson. You dig what I'm saying? I like that.
Every time it hurts. Every time he says Jalen's got his little guy, it hurts a little bit. Because he says it just so distinctly Mike Tyson-y. You know what I mean? In that, you know what, Jay? I think I got beef with Mike Tyson.
Fight mode. Just think about what we've been talking about with Mike. I'm signing up for the bare knuckle fighting championship.
This is me right there. That's my actual body. When I take off my shirt,
if you could get ripped like that, let me ask you a trivia question. What's your number?
Okay.
Having your body like that and being punched at least 3 times by Mike Tyson.
There is no number. There is absolutely no number in the world for that. First of all, I would never have my body like that. That means I can't eat hamburgers and drink beers. There's no number in the world for me to fight Mike Tyson. I'm going to fight Mike Tyson out of honor because he disrespected my family. That's what I'm going to do. I don't need a number. I don't need a number. He's not that quick anymore. You know what? I can duck that. I can take those ones to the stomach. Those ones to the stomach. Those don't even hurt. I've been doing six. Those don't even hurt.
Oh. You think you were, Jalen? That's the kind of six pack you don't want right there.
Jalen, you brought it up. We're going to discuss it because it seems like there is some potential for that mega fight you mentioned in the UFC between two of the biggest stars in the sport, two of the most entertaining fighters I've ever seen. Our guys, Jorge Masvidal and Conor McGregor, they said that it could happen on Fight Island. Jalen, do you think they can make this happen?
So, I see for the BMF title, shout to Southwest T who just got released. Let me just tell you this. If these two guys fight Jacoby, we got to go.
Of course.
And I know
but
that
if they fight, there'll be no fans. We got to be cameramen or something because there's going to be no fans.
We're multimedia. We got people's phone numbers. We got Dana's number. We got Lion to Masvidal. If they fight, I'm trying to go. Flat out.
Everyone would be trying to go, but you have to remember no one's trying to go anywhere during the quarantine. You're going to have to get a private jet for me and for you. You got to pay for the private jet for both of us. I'm not getting on a commercial airline right now and risking that. You can just forget that. Jalen, let me tell you something. If this fight happens, I might have to social distance and watch it with you. I might have to do that. When we come back, there's a new cereal.
I got treats and
unlike
favorites.
Any cereal you've ever heard of before. I'll tell you what that is right after this. You got to give the people. Give the people what they want. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for Soft Mover Boss Move. Jalen. I love pancakes. I also love Frosted Flakes. Check this out from IHOP. This could be hitting during the quarantine. What do you think about Pan Flakes? Soft move or boss move? Pancake cereal.
That's actually a boss move. I'm not mad at that at all. I love pancakes. I love cereal. Each usually can go with a glass of milk if you enjoy, whichever type, 2% coconut milk, whichever you like. And it's not one of those combinations that I like both of them opposite, and I don't believe that I would care for them together. I'm lightweight jealous that I didn't come up with this idea.
You know, I like the name. It's got the Pan Flakes, that really does work. And also, one thing I said I love pancakes, that's not true. No one loves pancakes. People just love syrup, and it's basically just a sponge for syrup. Like, if you eat a dry pancake, it's gross. But you put some syrup on there, some jelly on there, some butter on there. Next thing you know, you're like, I love pancakes. But I really think that people being honest with themselves, they do not love pancakes. But Pan Flakes, I'm willing to give
a
shot.
I disagree with you. I love them both. Love them both. So sweet. So sweet.
Mm. Jalen, we've got some other big news. You know they're doing these Instagram battles pretty much every weekend, and there's been a challenge. DMX wants to face Jay-Z in a versus Instagram live battle. I don't think DMX really wants that. You think that could ever happen?
I don't believe it's going to happen because, you know, you got to get out the pen and paper. You're going to get Jay to do something. And yeah. X loves the craft, but I already know because I've been around the locks and X, my brother, who I love. But if something's supposed to start on time, he ain't going to necessarily be there.
So that combination ain't going to work. Do you ever notice that everyone always challenges someone above their weight class? It's like French Montana trying to challenge Kendrick. And they got DMX trying to challenge Jay-Z. You got me trying to challenge Mike Tyson. Like, everyone's just trying to go up in their weight class. See how that goes? We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock on ESPN. Until they cancel it.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like animal control when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want, and of course, we have to do some podcast exclusive. Now, this is the Don't Get Fired topic of the year. This is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day. Don't Get Fired topic of the week. Because I put this, because, you know, we collaborate with the staff on what topics we talk about on the show, and a lot more goes into this show than it looks like. It shows up on a screen. We work really hard to make it seem like we don't. And I put the Earl Thomas story in the TV show. And it was brought to my attention that that's probably not ESPN in the afternoon. That's more Bob Lee than Jalen and Jacoby.
That's probably not something that they're going to cover on Get Up or First Take or
– No, they save that for Jeremy Shapp and Bob Lee.
Successful shows.
Yeah, because that's why they're successful, because they don't delve into these kind of topics. So we're just going to do it. Now, first of all, let's give you the facts as I understand them. Earl Thomas has a wife. There was an altercation. He ended up leaving. And then his wife tracked him down via his Snapchat account, which I didn't even know was possible, but we won't get into those details. So she tracks him down. I believe she gets some homegirls together, family members, and she also brings a firearm. She takes the magazine out of the firearm, forgetting that there's also a bullet in the chamber, extremely dangerous. The gun is off safety. This is all alleged from what, you know, TMZ reported. And then she points the gun at Earl Thomas. And at some point, Earl Thomas wrestles the gun away from her. The police arrive. And when they arrive, she is chasing him with a knife. And he has a gun. And it's also alleged that when she found him with his brother engaged in sexual acts with what sounds like multiple women. There's a lot to unpack there, Jalen Rose. But don't get us canceled. What do you think about this story?
So a few things, you know, you never want to see any couple go through any pain or despair. So I just hope for their kids, they find whatever solace makes each of them happy moving forward. Because that can be devastating, obviously, anytime you talk about breaking up a family. I know the dynamics of that. It's not a pretty thing for the kids. And so that's why each person has to be responsible about the decisions that they're making as you start to get older, because more things besides just yourself and your feelings become collateral damage when you don't make quality choices. And so I want to talk about her first, if that's okay.
Of course.
I don't know this for a fact, but she a sister. And I say that with all due respect because she figured that he was doing something fishy. And for anybody out there, Jacoby, I don't have to tell you because you married to one. My mother's one, my grandmother's one, sister's one. Growing up around them my entire life, there's nothing, nothing. A, like a woman scorned, B, like a black woman. And she realized that there was something happening unethical with her family. She went Sherlock Holmes via Snapchat. Yo,
this is an impressive investigative endeavor from her. Because I have Sherlock Snapchat Holmes on my phone. I don't really use it like that. But I don't know how she traced him with it. Like, he must have been sending snaps to her, and like maybe they sent like an address back and forth or something. But she hacked in there, and she straight showed up with the gang.
That's the first point. The next point is, got to call reinforcements. You know, it's about to go down, and I'm grabbing a pistol. I need to grab I need to have my peeps with me, and so.
Yep.
She had a couple of people that she could ride or die with. I don't know if they were sisters or family or whatever. But they all got together. Now, it ain't like she had to search really far and wide for where he was because she had the address. She went straight there. And you know what she did? Waited till it was 3:30 in the morning. And a lot of times when you're with somebody, you know their body clock and when they're up and when they're asleep and how they like to move. So she's like, okay, I'm going to go there in the middle of the night. I'm going to make sure. I ain't going at 11 a.m. Nah. I'm going to go after the potential turn up, after the potential beverages or any medicinal or any. I'm going to go in the afternoon, the early a.m. So now you get in there. The visual, he got his ride or die with him. He got his brother, got his ride or die. Rest in peace to my brother, Bill Rose. I miss you. I love you very much. Got another brother who I love dearly, Kevin. And if you're Earl, if you're going to be doing something like that, it got to be your brother. You know what I'm saying, Jacoby? And so he's in the bed. But I heard you say something that I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, I don't have the answers. There's a lot of shady details because you get the information. I know what you're going to ask. I don't have it, but it did
It sounds like two guys in the bed, but it definitely sounds like it was more than two women with them.
I don't have the exact male-female ratio. But I do know that there was at least two women with his wife.
Now, his wife comes in like a movie to the innocent bystanders, i.e. the other women, who, by the way, while I call them innocent bystanders, they knew he was married.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Innocent's the right word. They were bystanders.
But you never know. I mean, they could have been hired help. They could have been support.
Important journalistic information coming in as we speak. There's two women there with him and his brother, and they're in two separate rooms.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So now she comes barging in like Cookie Lion from Empire, and she got a gun.
Yes, she
not
does.
Knowing because she took out the magazine that it's one in the chamber. That ain't a slingshot.
Very
so
dangerous.
You pointing it at him, they tussling over it, and you said he wrestled it from her. Like that ain't a slingshot. That thing goes off in any way, shape, or form. One of those people die that are there. So now the endangerment and the the probability of violence is so very high. And as it ends, it's going to be interesting for me to see ultimately if they stay together or not. What do you think?
I have no idea of the personal dynamics in their relationship. I can only speak from my perspective, and my wife is not going to, we're not going to be celebrating our birthday again. Today is Earl Thomas' birthday. I believe this happened in like a few weeks ago, or, you know, it wasn't like a couple days ago. So I don't know. If you're Earl Thomas, how's your birthday today? You know, like, do you still celebrate?
That's the other thing. Today's Earl Thomas' birthday, and you know, defensive back is my favorite position. She was arrested on April 13th. So the other thing I want to say is they did a good job of keeping it low. A lot of stories come out, and I can't front. Sometimes I'll be like, why didn't somebody report that? Like, how
it's because usually when it involves police, usually it gets out pretty quickly.
Yes.
And you know, he found out TMZ called. I'm sure TMZ called for some sort of comment. So he knew the story was coming. So he did something which is very 2020, which I actually like. He got ahead of the story and basically put up his own video saying, this is what's going to happen. This is our business, not your business. You shouldn't discuss it, which I do want to talk to you in a semi-serious way because we do have a platform. You know, thousands and thousands of people are listening to this right now. And is it disrespectful to discuss it? Is like, well, it isn't our business. But like, you are a professional football player, and you know, this is something that did happen. It is reported upon, and it is of interest. So what do you think? Do you think that we are in the wrong right now in this second for even discussing it because we have, you know, such a popular podcast?
Not at all. This is not out of bounds. Let me tell you why. As former athlete and public figure, we're not peeking in his windows. They brought this to us. That's way different. That's entirely different. Once something happens for public consumption, it's okay for us to talk about it. And it's not like we were talking about it on April 13th at 4 a.m. after it happened. We're talking about it almost a month after it took place. So they were really fortunate that they were able to keep it on the low for this long. What do you think?
I think that I don't know the exact sort of like how police reports get written and released and how media, you know, because when we joke about being investigative journalists, but we truly aren't. So I think there might be logistical red tape reasons why it took so long to get out. But I want to answer one of your previous questions about whether or not they're together. And I still have no idea, you know, who these people are as people, and I can't speculate on whether or not they are together, but I can definitely say this. If they are together, this incident gets brought up a lot. You know what I mean? Like, if they are together, Earl Thomas is like, oh, remember when you tried to murder me? And she's like, yeah, I do remember that, and I kind of wish I murdered you because I also remember walking in the bedroom and seeing you with another woman. You know, like, they both, if they're still together, they both bring this up at least once a week. At least once a week.
And by the way, for those listening and people that just got introduced to our show, when you hear us, think of it as therapy. Think about it. You just walked into a comedy store, and we work for Disney, and we walk in close to the pool as possible without getting pushed in. That's what we're here to do. And for this story, Jacoby, the way she handled it, it's going to give her a different level of esteem, knowing that he was doing something that hurt her feelings and something that you shouldn't do in a committed relationship like that. But I definitely agree with you. Ain't no getting over it, because ultimately she runs the house. Happy wife, happy life. And you're going to be like, hey, babe, you want to watch a movie tonight? Before you know it, she's going to be talking about that evening.
Of course.
Hey, babe.
Of course.
You want to go shopping? She's going to be talking about that evening. So he ain't never No. Living that down. I don't care how many sacks, how many Super Bowls, how he ain't never. And the rest of the world, we going to move on.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to move on. We'll talk about somebody else in 5 minutes.
Oh, but definitely.
She ain't letting him live that down if she stays.
No, that is. Who knows? But, man, that just goes to show. I mean, another interesting angle to this is let's say they do stay together, right, Jalen Rose? And let's say you're Earl Thomas and a beautiful young woman, an Instagram model, just your type, slides into your DMs and says, man, I really love the Legion of Boom and your work.
Hit the break. No. Hit the break. No. You sound like a committed husband, a terrific father, Jacoby. If she goes back with him, she got all the colds. What do you mean? Somebody slides in his DMs. She got all the colds. She's running his sites.
Let's go another way then. Let's imagine that he's social distancing and he's going to pick up the family some pizza. Okay. So he goes to his local pizza place. We don't have a pizza sponsor.
You got
to
go to Portland.
So he goes there and then he gets his pizza and then he's walking out, but he's 6 feet away. And then he's wearing a mask, but him and this young lady just lock eyes. And she's got the most beautiful eyes he's ever seen. And he can see that she's smiling because she's smizing with her eyes. And there's a chemistry that it's just tense in the air because of just the pheromones are flying between them and they're drawn to each other and they have a quick discussion. And she says, you know what? I've never done this before, but I just feel such a chemistry and connection with you. Why don't you and I come back to my place and eat this pizza and see where it takes us?
And that now he never has to do a calculation.
Let me just say, if that happens, he now has to do a calculation. Where he's like, is it worth risking my life? Like, is it worth literally not waking up tomorrow to explore this connection over some pepperoni pizza? Like, that's the calculation he has to do for the rest of the time that they're together.
That never happens. Guys always have those stupid fantasies.
That happens to me all the time. If I leave the house, even with a mask on, it's like the Beatles in like 1966. If I leave the house, it's just like zombie apocalypse, just women just flooding the streets. I have to wear a mask. I'm like Michael Jordan. I have to call the grocery store and go there and wear a full ski mask and go in the grocery store 15 minutes after they close.
I'm going to get on the airplane. And a 10 just going to sit next to me. And before you know it, it's going to just be like us two on the plane, like a private flight, ordering drinks, having food. Single guys always have that thought, and it never happens. So yeah. the whole pizza thing, a married guy whose wife already pulled the gun on him, that definitely ain't happened. They got all his codes. Let me tell you something. He's sitting in the back seat. She's driving to go get the pizza. The pizza on the front seat, not him.
He gonna have one of those ankle bracelets on, you know, that just traces his whereabouts at all times.
I got an example. I love him to death. He's my guy. No shots, no shade. I love him. He's my guy. He about to be like Doug Christie now.
Oh yeah.
He about to be like Doug Christie now. She gonna be everywhere.
NFL.
You gonna see Earl Thomas get a sack or get an interception? He gonna be looking up in the stands.
NFL schedule gets released tonight. She's booking flights and hotels for every one of his games. Tonight, she's booking them. She's like, I'm going on tour. I'm taking everybody and the guns.
And bringing the kids. So him, he got three kids just like you. So you got any advice for Earl when he's on a roll with his three kids trying to work?
Man, my only advice for Earl is – you got to shut it down, bro. You got to shut it down. You can't be risking your life over an orgasm. You know what I mean? There's no orgasm that's worth not waking up tomorrow. There's no orgasm that's worth not waking up tomorrow. You know? It's just not worth it. It's not worth it, Earl. There is no orgasm that is worth dying for. Not a single one. Don't do it. Also, gun safety, very important. I'm not going to get into the politics of gun safety laws and all of that, but let me tell you something. If there's a gun in the house, you got to make sure that all the adults know how it works. You know, you got to make sure all the adults know how it works. Simple as that. Jalen, what are we doing on Monday at 4 o'clock? What do you got planned?
Monday, check out your favorite duo's inaugural debut on ESPN. That's right, Jalen and Jacoby, 4 p.m. Eastern. We appreciate your support over the past 9 years. We graduated because of you. We're taking you guys with us. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Watch the show. DVR the show. Send us footage of you watching the show if you want to get a hoodie. We appreciate the love.
Jalen, tell the people how you tried to sabotage the show and what your idea, your genius marketing idea
was. That's a great idea. I think we should start every show next week at 3:59, soon as it starts at 4, it should be Mike Tyson and T.I. That's who it should be. They're funny. They're engaging. And they pay attention to our show. You know, they support what we do. Mike is here every day. He's over your shoulder. He's here every day.
It sounds like Mike doesn't know my name. So how much attention does he pay to the show? You know?
Well, he has something in his hand.
That's fair.
I mean, retention might be impaired, even if it was a cigar. He has something in his hand. He was impaired.
Oh, that wasn't a cigar. I don't think we even need to play that game. We know exactly what that was. But it's like we get this big opportunity. All the executives are going to be watching. And you want to start the first show with another show.
I do.
And not even set it up. Not even tease it or set it up. Just play another show to completely confuse the audience.
To have people looking for a minute like, yo, what's up? Then boom.
Yeah, and then just have them change the channel once they see us. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's what I believe, sir.
But you know what, Jay? I know you really want me to get beat up by Mike Tyson, so I know that's why we put it in the show every single day. Every single day this week is Thursday. We put it in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now Thursday. We have Mike Tyson. I really think that there's a part of you that wants to beat you yourself, and you just want to manifest that through me.
Not at all. Mike Tyson. Not at all.
Like a little bit.
You're Tyson's.
I'm Tyson's.
You belong to Michael.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Why is that, Jalen Rose? We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Make sure you listen to the MediaCom Show and The Daily on ESPN, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in Monday, 4 o'clock on ESPN.